welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 198 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and for this week, we've got a special surprise. One of the things they've been having down at Hollywood Studios for the past couple months has been Pixar Live. Basically, what they've been doing is having a full orchestra at the Beauty and the Beast Theater playing Pixar songs live with a video accompaniment of some great, great Pixar cartoons. We had a chance to see this in July, and you know what? It was a very, very good time. One of the things I've been doing outside of the Disney World is going to more of the concerts where they have a full orchestra or a band playing the music for a movie that they're showing on the stage. We saw a Harry Potter flick a couple weeks ago that was great because the music was played live. So this is exactly what it's like. You're going to sit in the theater, the orchestra comes out, they do a little introduction, and then they begin. Each song they'll introduce, and you'll see a couple of our favorite Pixar friends coming out on stage to help them. This will be going away in about a week, 2 weeks, and that'll be it for the summer. We're not sure if it's going to continue anywhere else, but according to the schedule, it's gone. So before it goes, what we wanted to do is give you a taste of what it was all about. Now, as you're listening, you might hear a little bit of a hiss or a little bit of a rumble. Well, this was actually the first time it rained while we were down there. So we're talking a week and a half, and we kind of really lucked out. So the first time it rained is as we're online for Pixar Live. We got inside, and then it came down. We were lucky enough to be inside, and it pretty much rained itself out by the time we were done. So we really, really lucked out. So if you do hear any extra sound in the background, it might be that storm coming through. Well, anyway, I don't want to hold you up. I want to get right to the music, and here we go.
Sit down, son. It's time to tune up this orchestra. Bring out the concertmaster. Give her a round of applause. All right, well, let's cheer up this audience and let's tune up this orchestra. Good luck. Enjoy the concert. Hoorah! Play me off.
Thank you. am very excited to welcome you to the Music of Pixar Live, a symphony of characters. You just heard music from all of our Toy Story films, composed by my good friend, the brilliant Randy Newman. I've always said that music, along with color and lighting, is the tool that most strongly communicates the underlying emotion of our films. Just a few seconds of music can be powerful enough to make you laugh, to cry, or to grab the edge of your seat. The people who create the music for our films are among our most important collaborators. Tonight, you'll get to hear these talented musicians perform the music of Pixar live. But first, a friend of mine has asked to give the orchestra a little pep talk. After all, they have a big performance ahead of them tonight. It is my pleasure to introduce, from Cars 3, Cruz Ramirez.
Hi, everyone. Being on the road with Lightning McQueen taught me that success comes from passion, hard work, and being part of a great team, just like the symphony. Orchestra, start your engines!
Thank you.
die. I just met you, and I want you. Have you seen a small pale man? My master said, squirrel! Oh, my master, believe me, I love you. It's my good dog, a good dog.
Thank you.
Let's go!
Sorry about the interruption, folks. It's showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Incredibles and Frozone.
Thank you.
money, Mike Wazowski.
Thank you, Sully, and hello, humans. Here's one you don't like. What's the difference between a fish and a piano?
What?
You can't tune a fish.
Money was supposed to make him laugh.
All right, why did the pirate make a great opera singer?
Why?
Because he loved the high seas. Yes, the high seas.
Hey, that's not that bad.
Of course, it's not that good either.
I got one more. How is an orchestra director like a lightning rod?
How?
They're both great conductors.
Let's hear it for Mike and Sully.
Thank you.
you enjoyed tonight's performance. Isn't it so special hearing this music played live? A huge thank you to our terrific orchestra. And keep saying, music is a fundamental choice. Superhero, a race car, a fish, a monster, even an old man in his floating house. So, to conclude tonight's performance, a song that has had a special place in our hearts for over 20 years. Enjoy.
That was great. I'm going to have this show actually on my phone for a while. I love listening to that again. I hope you guys enjoyed the music of Pixar Live, A Symphony of Characters. It was really, really good. Unfortunately, like I said in the beginning, it's going away. Hopefully they'll do something again and maybe kind of use this space. It was only in the afternoon evening. I believe the show started at 5 o'clock or 5:30, and there were three shows that led up into the Fantasmic lines. I want to give a lot of credit to the musicians for playing during that monsoon of a storm, because it was really howling and blowing, and they played right through it. It was amazing. So if you are down there in the next week, definitely check this out. I think you're going to really, really like it. Just as a reminder, we have our meets coming up in the beginning of November, the first weekend of November. That Friday will be our Epcot Half Sample-Thon. That's us getting together with our friends. Anybody who wants to come along and help us out. What we do is walk around World Showcase, talking, sharing stories, meeting people, and basically doing the best thing of all, sampling. With the food and wine show going on, there's no shortage of that. And food, drink, everything's out there. Now, just as a reminder, we will have some of our family and our kids with us, so it is a family event. So don't, you know, stop yourself if you have your kids and things like that. We keep everybody in check, and it's a really fun time. Once we get to the American Adventure, what we'll do is pretty much hang out, watch whoever's on the stage, and I think they announced who they are. I can't remember off the top of my head who it is. And basically just kind of relax a little while and see what's going on. I guess the whole idea is figuring out where we're going to watch the Illumination show from, which is kind of the plan of the night. So I hope to see you down there. It's going to be really fun. We'll do this kind of starting in Canada, and we'll go around, and as we get closer, we'll kind of tell everybody where exactly we'll meet. If you go to our Facebook page, The Disney Nerds, you'll see where we have these events posted. The second event is Saturday of that weekend, and that's going to be a scavenger hunt over at the Magic Kingdom. Now, we usually start those around 10:30 in the morning, so it's not crack of dawn, so we kind of give you a chance to sleep in if you need. And then we'll meet over there, and we'll kind of announce closer as we get exactly where we're going to meet. We'll probably have that in a week or two. So that's it for show number 198 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I sure did. And like I said, I'm going to be listening to this a lot. If you want to get in touch with the show, send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Definitely check out our Facebook pages. We have the group page, Disney Nerds, and we also have our podcast page, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check out both those pages on Facebook. The events I mentioned are posted on both of them. So guys, that's it for 198. Hope to see you next week on 199. I think we're going to be doing the Wheel of Attractions. So I hope you tune in for that. It's a really, really good segment. It's going to be a fun time. So for all the hosts of the Disney Nerds Podcast, this is Ed, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Compulsory.